Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Browns legend, Browns analyst, Doug Deacon. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Ken and Anthony.
Go ahead and make your joke. I know you're going to make your joke.
Good morning. It's always just cheerful to hear you.
Make your joke. Make a joke, Doug. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say something. I know you got the same pictures I did, and I thank God you don't have Twitter. So go ahead and make a joke. Go ahead.
I don't have Twitter, no, so I think we're all safe.
Thank God. Doug has pictures of me asleep over in Berea.
But I didn't take them.
That's how riveting training camp is. Ken got so upset with me on the first day of training camp that I wasn't all pumped up, and I'm like, yeah, it's training camp.
Yeah, it's training camp. They all kind of seem to blend together, but this one was a more physical one, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot believe – well, first off, I'm tired. I have small children, Doug. I'm sorry I fell asleep and that Jason Gibbs was able to take pictures of me. All right, Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Baker said – well, in a way, Baker said he'd like to play, but that's on Freddie Kitchens. That's Freddie Kitchens' decision there, Doug. You know, you play it in a different era. Would you play Baker Mayfield tomorrow?
I think I'd play him a little bit. It's been interesting to how they've never really had the entire offense together in a game. And, you know, even on the defensive side, Miles played the first game and he didn't play the last game and the other guys played. So, they've got the pieces and parts that I think they want to put out there when they start the game, other than maybe a couple positions. But with that said, you're really curious how it's all going to, at game speed, fit together.
Doug, last year the Rams kind of rewrote the rules on what players were supposed to do in terms of responsibility in a preseason, and they were mocked. Many questioned their tactics. And they went out and went 13-3 and almost won the Super Bowl. So I think because of that, you're seeing a lot of teams change. With that said, Freddie Kitchens has to come up with his own plan, does he not? And part of it, it seems, is listening to his quarterback.
Well, yeah, I think he does. I mean, I think he listens to all players. I mean, I think he earned the right to get Freddie's ear. And, if you have it and, what the information you give him works, fits the situation or is, in line with what his thinking is, I think he's going to follow it. I mean, he's a guy that, he's got a little levity on one side, but he's got some kick you in the bottom on the other.
Got Doug Deacon joining us on the show. I want to get to the offensive lineman. We'll get to the other positions coming up here in a minute. A lot of people seem to want to write off Austin Corbett. I think that I need another year to develop him because you've asked him to play basically, well, at least rumored to play three positions. Where do you come out on it, Doug?
Well, I think, he's struggled, and I think, it's one of those things where the value right now is in the backup center position. But, they give him shots at the guard position, and it's not the easiest thing, even though it's only about 2 feet away from where you were setting up the responsibilities of the center, making the calls and all that, that's a lot on your plate. But then you get inside the guard, and you get the guy right on top of you. And but with that said, I think in the pass protection aspect is where you want him to be able to be firm because he's right there in Baker's face. So I think it's a work in progress, and I think they had hoped that he was going to be the starting right guard, but it doesn't appear that that's going to be it.
Well, especially at that center position, Doug, you were the one who said it, and it's always stuck with me that when you start thinking, your feet stop moving.
Yeah.
Do you think he might be getting caught? Because there's a couple people, watching the game against the Colts back on Saturday, there's a lot of people going, man, he's just getting pushed around. I'm thinking, I think there's a lot on his plate there at that center position.
Well, there is. And, the leverage game is a big part of it. I mean, if you get too high, you have no strength. I mean, because it's all in your, by bending your knees and getting underneath and winning the leverage battle. So, it's a case of technique. And, it's one thing. You're not going to stone a guy in the NFL. What you got to do is, lock onto him and just kind of walk him back. And because if you can do that, the time is there for the quarterback to get rid of the football.
Deke, I saw last year, especially those last 8 games, barely anybody even touched Baker Mayfield. So it's kind of led me to believe that almost anybody out there, they'll be good to go. But people like you are saying, well, it's not that easy. How did they make it look so easy last year, and why can't it be that way this year?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is in the quarterback's decision-making process. And Baker is, you know, he was game ready when he got in there, and he got rid of the football in a hurry. I mean, Peyton Manning is another case. You know, Peyton very rarely got sacked because, you know, he knew where the ball was going to go, and it came out in a hurry. And I think he could be the same, say the same for Tom Brady. I mean, guys that, you know where to put the football, you know, they make the decision to get rid of it, you know, in a hurry. And, you know, that's the other part of the process. I mean, yeah, it's great to have the offensive lineman can stone you at the thing. But, you know, if the quarterback just sits back there and holds on to the ball, then you got a problem. And Baker doesn't do that.
What do you think of Garrett Gilbert?
I was impressed with him. I thought, you know, he's a big, strong quarterback, and he did a nice job moving the football team. I mean, you know, sometimes the light goes on a little later than others. And, you know, the fact that, you know, he was once, you know, higher thought of than Baker, you know, the kid just didn't give up, and, you know, he's played good football.
You think, and this is obviously the best case scenario, would it be down the line we could turn him into our very own maybe Jacoby Brissett or even Jimmy Garoppolo, where he backs up a big time starter for a while and then somebody else bites and makes a trade for him?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, you also, you know, Drew Stanton is getting up there in age. You need that, you know, backup quarterback that, you know, can sit behind you, and if you need snaps, come in. And also, you know, his knowledge of the offense, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, he becomes another Drew Stanton.
How important is Drew Stanton to this football team?
He's pretty important. You know, I think, you know, in the quarterback room, he knows Freddie's offense. He's been with Freddie before, and I just think that that, you know, veteran voice in there and the way, you know, he relates with the other players, I think, is very important.
Doug, I'm curious over the years if you've ever seen a correlation between what you've seen in training camp carry over to what happens in a regular season. Like during the 0-16 season, were you going, oh, this is not going to be good, and then have it pan out? Or is every year just completely different? You just never know.
Well, that 0-16 season, they went 4-0 in the preseason. You know, and the same thing happened to the Lions, you know, the year that they went 0-16. They went 4-0 in the preseason. You know, it's really hard to digest what you're seeing in the preseason because, as we were saying earlier, you never see the same starting group to play together. It's going to be real interesting when they put them all together, you know how good they can coordinate. I mean, the chemistry is a very important part of any football team.
Deke, how bleak has it gotten when thinking about the kicking game, or do you think it's been an overreaction at this point?
Well, it's a little upsetting, but, I mean, I think, you know, my thought has always been I'd like to see him bring back Phil as a consultant, not as a kicker, as a consultant, because, you know, I think, you know, you have a first-class guy that, you know, really is a student of the game, and, you know, for a kicker, I mean, it's like a golfer. You get a, you know, swing doctor. If your swing gets out of whack, you know, if you're a kicker, your swing gets out of, or your leg gets out of whack, you bring in somebody that's done it and just, you know, let them talk you through it and see if they, you know, you kind of exhaust all your options before you start, you know, flipping the roster on that at that position.
Who do you think's the biggest threat in the division? Is it Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
I would say it's Pittsburgh. I mean, I just, you know, I think they've got the quarterback that's been there before, and, you know, they've got a running game, you know, and they always seem to be able to find receivers. You know, they have a habit of getting old quarterbacks and turning them into receivers and having success with it.
Doug, we thank you so much for the time. All the very best. Never get a Twitter, and don't let Spencer get a Twitter for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, buddy. Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What he said about the kicking there, I mean, Deke is a tell-it-like-it-is guy, and he doesn't overreact, though, but he said it's been disappointing so far what he has seen from the kicking game. And I know we've harped on it, and yeah. The good news is there's been very little to harp on when it comes to actual position groups. We've really just talked a little bit about the offensive line and the kicking game, and this is the last chance in a big moment, or the last couple chances for these kickers to try to distance themselves. And I really wonder if either of these guys are going to be on the roster once the season starts.
216-578-0092. Up next. Now, we do have, I have a theory in just about 20-something minutes, 30 minutes. Get your theories in. Cavs, Browns, Indians, doesn't matter. Life, doesn't matter. But coming up next, you might want to let the kiddies out of the car. Adult themes next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.